This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is truly an honor and a privilege. With all of the celebrity and star power down at Kauffman Stadium for Big Slick, to get maybe the most famous person down there. I mean, I think Mahomes is playing in the game today. Travis Kelce is there. Keenan Thompson. You know, he's royalty to somebody like me. He was on All That and Good Burger. I love Keenan Thompson. Who doesn't? I don't want to talk to any of them. It's 4 o'clock on a Friday. That means it's time to talk to Josh Vern. You're our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing?
Stop. If Keenan rolls up right now and says, give me the headset, I'm handing the headset over.
You know what?
And you will sign off on that too.
I wouldn't do that. I only want to talk to him if he can tell me about Lucas Erceg going to the IL. If he can't answer that question, why would I talk to Keenan?
No, I don't think Keenan's too in touch with what's going on with the low back strain of the hard throwing right-hander, one of the 10 best relievers in all of Major League Baseball. Will miss this series against Detroit. He'll miss the Cardinals series. He'll miss the White Sox series. Hopefully he's back when the Yankees come to town. But you know, there's just like there's no replacing Cole Reagans, no replacing Seth Lugo. I don't believe there's any replacing Hunter Harvey. There's no replacing Lucas Erceg. Others can try and step up and hold it down in his absence. Someone else of stature needs to pick up the slack now left by Lucas Erceg. And it begins tonight with Seth Lugo returning from the injured list. We'll see how deep he can get. But, man, with Lugo, Waka, and Bubich going this weekend, you sure are hoping that this rotation, which has been the best in the American League all season, you're hoping that they can do what they've done all season, and that is drag this team to victories, because that bullpen is... sure, still quality, and you can dive into the numbers and say it's still one of the best, but that bullpen is no longer a strength. With no Harvey, no Erceg, man, this weekend, you would think, comes down to your starting pitching, and I'd love to say the stars in the lineup, the Vinny, the Bobby, the Salvi, the guys that we've been talking about since spring training, but, we continue to wait. I show up to the ballpark tonight expecting Lugo and then Waka and then Bubich to lead the way.
Do you think there's enough there to kind of manage through this patch? Because you're right, the injuries are starting to pile up with the Royals. They got a couple of injuries in the rotation. Although they're getting Seth Lugo back, they got a couple of injuries in the bullpen. We're already talking about a team right now that is hovering around 500. Do you think there's enough there to kind of get them through this rough patch when it comes to the injuries?
Well, there is, but we've been sitting around and waiting for Vinny to be clutch and Salvi to be clutch and Michael Massey to be a big league bat and Bobby to be an MVP. We've been waiting for 57 games now, so, well, we have no other choice but to continue and wait for those guys. To answer your question, yes, and that's largely because Chris Bubich has been one of the five best starters in the game. Carlos Estevez, right? I mentioned Urseg has been one of the 10 best relievers in the sport. So has Carlos Estevez. You dive into the StatCast numbers, two of the 10 best relievers in the game are in that Royals bullpen. Two of the 20 best starters in the game are in this Royals rotation, and it's not Lugo, it's not Reagans, and not yet is it Noah Cameron. It's Chris Bubich and Michael Wacha. You have, again, the best rotation in the sport, even without Cole Reagans right now. That's how historically good the St. Joseph kid, Noah Cameron, has been. So with that rotation, with the aforementioned Carlos Estevez, and I think a quality bullpen, not a great bullpen, but there are plenty of options that I think this coaching staff and this team trust enough that, yeah, they have enough to piecemeal this together so long as the offense shows up. I mean, you can't go into a series against Detroit saying, hey, offense, give us three runs and that's enough. No, I mean, Detroit's pitching staff is outstanding, right? To me, they're the only pitching staff in the American League that can confidently say to Royals fans, we're better than you. We have a better rotation than you and a better bullpen than you. Other teams can say it. I think only Detroit can say it and confidently mean it. So it's going to be tough to scratch runs across this weekend against that great bullpen and that great rotation. But to ask this pitching staff to once again drag you to a series victory, it's unfair. Bobby, Salvi, Vinny, Jonathan India, pick it up, earn your money, and go get 2 of 3.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Furner, getting his thoughts on the Royals right now. Let's fast forward just a little bit. Let's fast forward 30 days. Where do you think Noah Cameron is? What do you think the Royals are doing? Because what we talked about yesterday on the show was he's played at the point where that's not where the conversation is. The conversation now is, are you moving Lorenzen to the bullpen? Are you potentially shopping Seth Lugo to try to get something that could help you down the stretch from an offensive standpoint? Noah Cameron has played in a way that I know a month ago we said, hey, there's not enough room for you here. But when you put together the May that you just did, you're not going back to Northwest Arkansas or Omaha. You're now a permanent member of this rotation.
Yeah, and the Royals don't need to make a decision on this front for at least another week, as Cole Reagans will make a rehab start tomorrow in Northwest Arkansas. So he's still about a week away. Hopefully we see him in the finale, right? The finale maybe against the Cardinals next Thursday, and you know, that's possibly when this team will need to make a decision. But again, let's see Seth Lugo get through tonight unscathed. Let's see if a blister or something pops up on that index finger, or excuse me, on that middle finger once again for the Cy Young Award runner-up from a season ago. Sure, Lorenzen into the bullpen, we saw that last year. He's certainly capable of doing that. And in the absence of Lucas Urseg, a quality arm, a reliable arm, is a great place to be if you're the Royals organization to have a decision like this to make. But hey, ideally, Lorenzen goes out and deals. Lugo deals tonight, and you ask, where are they going to be in a month from now? Well, hopefully healthy. And if you're healthy, hopefully Lorenzen has pitched his tail off, and maybe you could flip him for something. I mean, to play this hypothetical's too tough. I guess I have a tough time answering the question because I don't know the health of Reagans. Does he get through tomorrow? How does Lugo look tonight? What does Lorenzen do? Do we see him get back to who he's been for a majority of this season, which is one of the best number five starters in the sport? Or did his last brutal outing indicate a downturn to come for the 30-year-old right-hander? So to me, there's just too much uncertainty. It's a great problem to have. I know Noah Cameron's going to be on the hill coming up in the upcoming series against the Cardinals. Hopefully he makes it through healthy, and the Royals have this quandary to face next week.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Furner, here for a few more minutes here. There's certainly a lot of things to talk to him about. Two players that I want to get your opinion on as we are heading into June. We asked you earlier this week about Bobby Wood Jr., about the power numbers. I guess we'll bring that back for people that may have missed it. Are you alarmed at any point with where we are? We had the stat a couple of days ago that Ellie De La Cruz has as many home runs in Kauffman Stadium that Bobby Wood Jr. does. Certainly not something you would expect for somebody who only has played three games at Kauffman Stadium. Also looking at Salvador Perez, four home runs, 26 RBIs. He's hitting .222. I'm not saying that it is their fault. The Royals certainly have enough other issues offensively, but I mean, right now you're getting 20% less from Bobby Witt Jr. than you got last year. You're getting a lesser version of Salvador Perez, a lesser version of Vinny in some ways than you had in June or July. When you add that up and then you talk about the issues that the outfield has had, all of that kind of adds up to an offense right now that ranks 26th.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby needs to perform like an MVP, and he's performed at an all-star level. Am I concerned about Bobby? No, no. If I'm AJ Hinch and I'm sitting down with, you know, my pitching coach and Casey Mize, and we're getting ready for this game tonight, I'm looking Mize in the face and saying, if you allow Bobby Witt Jr. to be the reason why we lose, I'm going to punch you in the face after the game. How do you let Bobby beat you? Vinny has given you zero reason to believe that he's going to come through in the big situations. Now, that's all he did last year. Vinny was one of the 10 most clutch hitters in the sport last year. Salvi was one of the 15 most clutch hitters in the sport last season. This year, out of the 170 qualified hitters in Major League Baseball, not one has come to the plate with a runner in scoring position more than Salvi, more than Vinny. Yeah, Vinny and Salvi lead all of Major League Baseball in at-bats with a runner in scoring position. Man, if you would have told me that at the beginning of the season, I would think that the Royals were running away with the American League, were running away with this division, because again, Salvi and Vinny were so incredible last year in those big situations. Again, Vinny was top five. Salvi was top 15. This year, they're getting the opportunities, right? They come to the dish quite often with men on base. But you look at the numbers that they're putting up. Vinny's hitting a .191 with an OPS almost 200 points below league average. Salvi's hitting .221 with an OPS more than 100 points below league average. Right, I mentioned there are 166 qualified hitters in Major League Baseball, and none of them have come to the dish more often than Salvi and Vinny in those big situations. Out of 166 qualified hitters, Vinny, his OPS in those big spots, ranks 151st. Salvi comes into tonight ranked 142nd. If that continues, this will always be one of the worst offenses in Major League Baseball, and Bobby will get even less opportunities to do damage, because why would you throw anything that freak could do something with? You know, I heard Rob talk about it earlier in the week. I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he's 100% right. Yeah, Bobby leads the league in doubles. You know, the OPS is still respectable, but those doubles are ground balls through the middle that he's just the fastest dude on the planet, that he turns a lot of singles into doubles. We're not seeing that power because people, opposing pitchers, are not making those mistakes to Bob, because why would you? Put him on, and I dare Vinny to beat me. I dare Salvi to beat me. And 57 games into the season, they ain't beating anybody.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, getting his thoughts on some of the top stories with the Royals. We have Big Slick in town. Seth Lugo is back tonight, going up against the Detroit Tigers. Vern, tell us a little bit more about this Tigers team. They might be the best team in all of baseball, not just the American League.
Like I mentioned, they're the only American League team, in my opinion, that can confidently say we have a better pitching staff than you. And when it's all said and done, I think that's what will decide this American League Central. It's what's decided this division each of the past four seasons. The team with the lowest ERA wins the American League Central. I think this will be the fifth straight season in which that happens. Right now, the Royals have the best team ERA, but the Tigers are right on their heels. But the Tigers are so much more than just a great pitching staff. They have a great bench, in my opinion, a World Series championship manager in A.J. Hinch. They're one of the 10 best defensive teams in the sport. They're one of the 5 best base running teams in the sport, and their offense can beat you up and down the lineup. Now, they're not going to do it with, you know, superstar names. They're going to do it by running the bases aggressively. I mean, these guys play the game They play the game like the 2015 Royals. As a, when I watch Detroit, they are attacking the 90 feet. I mean, they are aggressive on the base paths. They are aggressive in the zone when you're talking about these bullpen arms. C-Dot, you want my fear for this weekend is that the Royals get punked. Now, we've seen Jonathan India plunked a few times, and the team doesn't really respond in the way that most Royals fans want, that I want to see them respond. Detroit's going to attack you from the first pitch a lot like those 2015, 2014 Kansas City Royals did. If the Royals are tentative, hesitant, on their heels, they're going to get steamrolled by this team. They're going to get embarrassed, punked by this ball club. So they better set the tone early. First inning, whether that's Bobby, Vinny, or Salvi, you would like to see some aggression at the dish, on the mound, on the base pass, because this thing could get south quick.
Vern, I can't remember the last time that I asked you a question that was in this format, so it actually feels kind of good, and it lets me know that all of us are keeping up with the Royals. Can you explain to me why they have their worst hitter as the designated hitter today? Can you make sense of that for me?
Because they, in my opinion, is because they traded for Jonathan India. They parted with Brady Singer to bring in Jonathan India, and that's why he's at second base. Now, Michael Massey did get banged up, right? Tweaked his ankle the other day. Q said earlier that he's good enough to hit and run the bases, but the ankle's still bothering him, and that's why we don't have him out there in the field. But the thing is, even if he was out there in the field, he would likely be, what, in left field? My point is, Jonathan India should be the everyday DH, but because they made the acquisition, because he's the guy they parted with Brady Singer for, he's going to stay your leadoff hitter, even though Mike Hell's a better option. And he's going to remain your second baseman, even though Michael Massey's a better option. I like Jonathan India. I want him in the lineup, but I don't need to see him out there defensively, and I don't need to see him leading off the game. At least 57 games into the season, that's what he's earned. Now, again, I understand the business side of it just like you do. When you stick your neck out there, when you bring in a guy, when you anoint him the leadoff hitter, you anoint him the second baseman, you're not going to rip that job from him as quickly as myself or some others may like.
Did you read I'm assuming you read it. I don't know why I'm asking you. Did you read it? I assume you read it. The story from Jeff Passan of ESPN. The story at least positions it in a way that we only got two, maybe three more weeks of seeing Jack Caglione in Omaha, that he's going to be here sooner rather than later. I was talking to Cody. He was telling me that June 12th is kind of the date, if you were looking at the baseball Super 2 rule, of when it would make sense to bring him here. I mean, the Royals have a series at home after that date, that 13th, 14th, and 15th against the Athletics. Is that a target date that we're kind of looking at right now when Cags could make his major league debut at Kauffman Stadium?
Yeah, I really don't have a target date in particular. I'm not concerned about the defense. You know, the defense is one thing that the team would bring up to you that, close game, late in the game, don't be surprised if Jack Caglione is replaced in right field, and that means you would lose his bat if the game gets knotted up late. The concerns, from the team, and Passan laid it all out there. The concerns are, he chases too much, but the issue is he's so big and he's so strong. The lessons that need to be learned about honing in the strike zone, Cags might be too good to learn those lessons at AAA. Like, he might need to be promoted to the big leagues, learn that big league pitchers are going to exploit his inability to rein in that zone, his proclivity to expand his strike zone. He'll get exploited in the big leagues, need to go back down to Omaha to learn the proper strike zone, and then return maybe down the stretch. So that's really the issue right now that I think is being laughed at and frustrated by when it comes to this Royals front office is the last thing that they believe Jack Caglione needs to learn outside of defense in the corner outfield, which, whatever, figure it out at the big league level for all I care right now. But the issue offensively with Cags is something that he's not learning at AAA because he's too good. I mean, a few days ago, it was a changeup down in the zone. It's on his shoestrings, and he's still able to rip it through the right side. That's not going to happen in the big leagues. But he's not going to learn it, it appears, until he gets to the big league. So, sure, yeah, Yankee series, bring him up. Why not?
This Big Slick weekend has kind of turned into the ideal, you know, kind of weekend for the Royals. You know, a lot of celebrities come in. They raise a lot of money for Children's Mercy. You know, a lot of celebrities. You know, the stadium is packed. I really have come to really love Big Slick weekend. I'm actually going out there later today just to kind of, you know, the Tigers are in town. You know, it's going to be 30,000 people out there. It's going to be good. What have your experiences been with Big Slick just as you've been around it, being the Royals insider for the last couple of years? And I know you have a story about one run-in that you've had with somebody with Big Slick. You've had a random conversation with somebody over the years.
No.
Not
once? Not really. No. No. No, I tend to let them be. I'm not, you know. That's not me. I'm not interested in pretending like I care about you or that you're interested in what I have to say. I'm going to enjoy Saturday Night Live every single Saturday. I've loved Saturday Night Live since I was a little kid. Haven't missed an episode in decades. But no, you're just a person. I got nothing to say.
What's your favorite Eddie Murphy movie?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, yeah, I have to go with the classic. Give me Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay. You weren't expecting that curveball I threw you there at the end.
I mean, well, Delirious, you know, I watched Delirious at a very young age, at an age I probably shouldn't have watched it, and then just fell in love with Eddie. I mean, I had the CD, his first comedy album. It was just it's Eddie Murphy himself. I listened to that every single day for an entire summer. It's like a 19-year-old Eddie Murphy. A lot of it, a lot of it has certainly been canceled by today's standards, but. Yeah, I mean, Eddie Murphy, Jerry Seinfeld, these are, those are two pillars for who I am today as far as my entertainment and my comedy stylings.
I have a very simple rule on the show when it comes to the text line. I don't really block people. You either got to say something very racist, something homophobic, or you just got to constantly spam the text line. I know you've seen that before. Like, bro, you don't got to send the same text 13 times. I saw it the first time. I can't read every single text. As long as you follow those rules, I will never bother you on the text line. I have blocked one person, though, for not violating that rule. They said that Coming to America was overrated. You've lost your ability to text into the show once you say that.
How could it be overrated?
It might be the funniest movie ever made.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine that person just either hasn't seen it or has some deeper issues.
That is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. He said that he plans into running into Heidi Gardner later today. Thanks, Vern.
I got a lot of love for Heidi. Big fan.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Very happy to catch up with our guy, Josh Vernier. Rob, are you worried about the injuries and how they're starting to pile up for the Royals right now? No Urseg, no Harvey. Cole Reagans is dealing with an injury. Seth Lugo is coming back from a blister/injury. I mean, one of the strengths of the Royals so far this season, they're starting to take on a little bit of water. Now, Chris Bubich has been fantastic. Noah Cameron has been amazing. You certainly still have a lot of pitching and a lot of things, but you're also starting to lose a lot of that depth as well. Is this something that bothers you right now about the Royals heading into June?
I don't mean to sidestep your question, and maybe this is a cop-out answer, and that's fine. The answer is yes, but there's a big caveat to my yes. If the offense would produce even a little bit like we thought they could, then I wouldn't be worried.
Let me ask you this, though. And I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm sorry to ask you a question, then cut you off to ask you another question. at some point, we have to stop saying that. They haven't hit at any point, at no point this season. We are heading into June. They've been playing baseball since late March. They haven't hit at any point this season. When do we stop saying that with the Royals? Well, I mean, if they could just get the offense going, maybe it ain't going to get going. Maybe Bobby gets going. Is there a guarantee that Salvador Perez gets going? Is there a guarantee that Vinny gets going? I don't mean to be a wet blanket, but I feel like we have had that asterisk for the Royals now for 70 consecutive days. I mean, I love the rotation, but I mean, if the offense can get going, next thing you know, we're going to look up, we're going to be halfway through the baseball season, and we're going to be saying that same thing about the Royals. They've played 50-something games, and they haven't gotten the offense going. They're almost at 60. The Royals have played 57 games, and at no point this season has their offense even been average. We can keep this Royals conversation coming up on the other side. Plus, it is a big, slick weekend out of Kauffman Stadium. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. We're talking about the Royals. Let's talk about the Royals from a on-the-field perspective. And then we'll talk about Big Slick Weekend. That has turned into kind of the marquee weekend, I think, of the Royals' regular season. Rob, you had this point before, and I'm sorry, we ran out of time, so I kind of took some of your time, so I apologize. I'll give you all the time you need now. You mentioned, hey, if the Royals can get the offense going, which I don't disagree with you. My only point is, today is the Royals' 58th game. It is not early anymore. I mean, on Sunday, it is going to be June 1 that you remember we were having these conversations and the text line was, oh, you guys are overreacting. How can you do this? We've only played 2% of the NFL season. You wouldn't do this after the first quarter of a Chiefs game. All right, it's summer is here now. The Royals are a bottom five offense. Right now, we are all looking to a 22-year-old who has never played Major League Baseball as the guy who can potentially give this offense a little bit of a jolt. The Royals have Michael Massey as their DH today. Their DH has two home runs, 14 RBIs, and is hitting .212 with the .228 on-base percentage. That's their DH for today's game against the best team in the American League. So again, at the core, I agree with you. Man, if the Royals can get the offense going, you know what? They can get this thing going. I don't know what reason we have to believe, at least with the pieces that they currently have, I don't know why what we have to believe that they're going to get the offense going. With who? How?
I agree. I actually do agree with you. My point before the break was, I think some of my concern about the injury would be relieved if there was a little, I heard Jake Eisenberg use this term, so I'll steal it from him. Progression to the mean. We know, based on a large sample size of Salvador Perez's MLB career, he is a better hitter than this. Okay, maybe he's a bad example, because father time. Cool. Vinny Pasquantino, we have a pretty good sample size of his major league career. He is a better hitter than this. Bobby Witt Jr. last year, at this time, people on MLB Network were arguing he's the best player in the sport. Better than Shohei, better than Judge. Now, maybe he can't keep up that level, but his numbers are down this year. We think he's a better player than what he is doing right now. I don't even have to name, like, you know, we don't have to worry about John Rave, Drew Waters, that group. We know from data that Michael Massey is at least a major league quality bat. He might not be a star. He might not be an everyday player, but he shouldn't be the same as Chris Getz. He shouldn't be a slappy out there. There's data that shows he is better than that. So to steal Jake Eisenberg's, saying here, I'm just waiting for some progression to the mean. Let's get closer to what your baseball card says. Right now, it seems like simultaneously, every player is having one of the worst years of their career. I just refuse to believe that happens over a 162 sample size. So you're right. The offense is bad. It's June, basically, and the offense is bad. And waiting for it to get good is a fool's errand. But I think it can go from dumpster fire to just bottom third, a rise by six, you know, ranking spots just by getting players to get back to closer to who they are.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I guess for me, this is the fourth time we've been to this restaurant and the food's been average every time. I don't know why I would think the fifth time I go that I'm getting a different meal. I hear you. We've been doing this. The Royals, at no point this season have they got the offense going. Really quickly, even when they were winning, their offense wasn't going. And people were like, oh, I mean, how can you say that? I mean, they won 12 of their, well, I mean, in those 12 wins, they scored 27 runs. I mean, their offense still wasn't, they just got incredible pitching. What we thought about the Royals a week in, not much has changed so far, 9 weeks in for the Royals. Not much has changed. They have an A-plus rotation that is even better and deeper than we had anticipated. Their bullpen is really good. Their margin for error is just razor thin because they just don't score enough runs. And when you're going up against a team with the rotation that the Tigers have, and you got Michael Massey as your designated hitter, well, I don't really know what we're arguing. They aren't scoring a whole lot of runs this weekend against the Tigers. Not with this lineup.
I like your restaurant analogy, but I think maybe this is just how I look at it, and it's wrong by me. For your restaurant analogy, we were going this restaurant consistently in 2023. Food was pretty good. We went to that restaurant again in 2024. Food was phenomenal. Food was hitting. This year, the food just ain't right. Do I believe the restaurant has just fallen off and I should never go back? Or do I think, hey, it just had a bad couple of runs for me?
Yeah, but we all know some situations like that. Hey, I used to like this place, but hey, the food ain't what it used to be. We're not talking about just in this season. They didn't hit in September. They didn't hit in October. They didn't hit in March. They didn't hit in April. They didn't hit in May. I just don't know why I think that June is going to be much different for the Royals, given the information that we have. All right. you're actually the right person to answer this question. Who do you think is the most famous person out of these six individuals? I think there are six leaders of Big Slick right now. David Koechner, Rob Riggle, Paul Rudd, Eric Stonestreet, Jason Sudeikis, and Heidi Gardner. I think at different times, you've been able to say different people were the most famous. There was a time there you might have argued that Eric Stonestreet, he was on maybe the most popular show on television. There was a time where Paul Rudd was one of the biggest celebrities in Hollywood. He was Ant-Man. He was in the Avengers. That time has cooled off a little bit for Paul Rudd. Is the answer right now Jason Sudeikis because of the success of Ted Lasso? Has he moved to number one on this list right now? If you were doing a Q rating and not putting Mahomes and Kelsey in there, they're obviously in a different category. I mean like the celebrities, the actors, the famous Hollywood people. I think you might argue Jason Sudeikis is number one on that list right now.
As you were asking that question, I was prepared to answer Jason Sudeikis. Now, I think Paul Rudd is right behind him. Like, I think the Avengers hype has cooled, but he still has been in the most quality, big-name motion pictures, which I think carries the biggest stardom. But I think the answer is Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis was in a lot of cult classic comedy movies that we like. I know you don't like Horrible Bosses, but Horrible Bosses.
I like Horrible Bosses. I don't have a Horrible Bosses problem.
Horrible Bosses was.
I don't like Anchorman. That's the one you got me. I don't like Anchorman.
Apologies. I knew there was one that you were like, nah, not for me.
You telling me with what I saw from Jennifer Aniston, you think that's a movie I don't like? I love Horrible Bosses.
You know what we didn't need? Horrible Bosses 2. No one needed that. No one wanted that. They gave it to us. It wasn't good. I digress. But Ted Lasso might be the most or was the most popular television show for a while when it was on Apple TV. It's coming back. He's the face of it. He's the creator of it. It has spawned, you know, little tentacles, and all the guys in that show are now doing their own thing. I think the answer right now is Jason Sudeikis, but I think Paul Rudd is hot on his tail because Sudeikis, now that Ted Lasso's run is over, isn't really doing a thing. But I think the answer right now is Sudeikis.
Yeah, I'm looking at Paul Rudd kind of since Avengers Endgame. You know, that kind of was such a marking point for Marvel. He's done a couple of those Ghostbuster. Are they sequels? Are they spinoffs? Yeah, what are we calling those Ghostbuster movies?
They're technically like part of the regular Ghostbusters universe. I think they're technically sequels, but I know what you're talking about. Afterlife's what it's called.
He is also, at least the plan is, he's going to be in the new Anaconda remake. You remember the old Anaconda back in the day with J-Lo and Ice Cube. Paul Rudd's supposed to be in that movie. It does kind of feel like Paul Rudd cooled off for a little bit, and I get it. I mean, you were in the original Marvel Cinematic Universe. You're not really going to be hotter than that. We'll see kind of what happens with Paul Rudd. I think you might have to argue Sudeikis right now. And Heidi Gardner, her star power has really changed over the last three and a half years or so.
I love Rob Riggle. Great first name, KU guy. No problems, Rob Riggle. Heidi Gardner is more famous than Rob Riggle. Heidi Gardner right now is more famous than Eric Stonestreet. Heidi Gardner right now is more famous than everyone short of Sudeikis and Rudd on that. Again, putting Mahomes and Kelsey aside. Like, Heidi Gardner is a staple of SNL. Like, she's not just like, oh, she better get some screen time. She's a staple of the show. I think Heidi Gardner, by this time next year, if, you know, Doomsday hasn't come out for Avengers and Sudeikis is out another year, you could argue that Heidi Gardner rises to the most popular one on that list.
What's Eric Stonestreet doing right now? I just did a quick little Google search. The last
royalty
movie,
checks, cashing them?
Yeah, the last movie that Eric Stonestreet was in was Secret Life of Pets 2. I mean, that's always a great life. You can get that little animated money. He's also not really in a TV show. He obviously was in one of the most popular television shows of the last 20 years, but just haven't really seen a lot of new work from Eric Stonestreet. Very curious to see what the next move is for him. You are right. He's got a little hand in the Royals, got a little hand in the Chiefs. I'm sure he's collecting a lot of money from being on Modern Family. I'm imagining life is very good to be Eric Stonestreet and Emaw. You know, he is a K-State guy. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the Kansas City Royals. We'll also continue to talk some football here. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There is a new story right now. I just saw it. Let me click on it and I'll read some of it for you. The new story right now by Nate Taylor says, Clark Hunt wants a dome. Last year, everyone in KC, players, fans, employees of the teams wondered if Arrowhead's future was doomed. In a few weeks, the Chiefs will likely make their choice, renovate Arrowhead or build a dome in Kansas. I have not read this story yet. I'm going to try to read it while Rob talks. I just literally saw this in the last 20 seconds. Very interesting change of course. Now, I understand, hey, what I want today, I might not want today. We have never heard anyone say Clark Hunt wants a dome. If they want a dome, then they are not staying where they currently are. I don't know if you can build it. And at least what they've said before, now maybe they're just willing to put the money up to do it. What they've said before is it doesn't make a lot of sense now from an economic standpoint to take this structure that was built in 1972, I believe, and then turn it into a dome stadium. And if that's what you're going to do, great. then again, I don't think you're going to be there. Now, I'm not surprised that Clark Hunt wants a dome. It is obvious that the Chiefs want to be in more than just the football business. They also want to be in the concert business. They also want to be in the major sporting event business. You are not hosting a Final Four the way that Arrowhead currently is. If you put a dome on there, then you absolutely are hosting one. It becomes a lot like Indianapolis. Indianapolis has become a hub. People like going to Indianapolis for the Final Four. I would say, with how popular UFC has been here, with also how popular wrestling has been, then you are probably in line also to get a WrestleMania if you end up building a dome. So I'm not surprised that that's what Clark wants, but I don't think we've ever had anybody, certainly not of Nate Taylor's caliber, just come out and say flat out, Clark Hunt wants a dome. If that is the case, then they are not staying where they are. They are building a brand new stadium to accommodate all of those things. They are then building Allegiant Stadium in over by the Legends then.
So I have also not read the piece. So I'm speaking a little bit out of ignorance here because all I've read is the headline Nate Taylor said. But if Clark Hunt wants a dome, it's done for Missouri. Because Missouri cannot give them a dome. I mean, maybe the idea is you rip Arrowhead down to the studs and rebuild a totally new one, but then you run into a problem that KU football ran into. Where do you play while the stadium is under massive construction like that? It'd be way harder in the NFL. KU struggled, but it'd be 10 times harder for the Chiefs. So if Nate Taylor is correct, and he has it right here, Clark Hunt wants a dome. Well, Clark Hunt is one of three, four power owners of the team. He's the chairman of the board and one of the major power brokers, if not the biggest power broker of the Chiefs, the other one being Mark Donovan. It's done. If Clark Hunt wants a dome and we know the business side is better on Kansas, then it's going to be the Legends. It seems that simple to me because I don't think Missouri can renovate Arrowhead to a point to give it a dome or a rolling roof or some sort of enclosed structure with their deal at the special session. So dome to me means doom and gloom for Missouri.
Well, yeah, of course. I don't even think that part is a question here. Just to read a little bit of this story for you guys. Someone asked, where's the story? It is in The Athletic. Quote, the Chiefs stadium question is about to reach a couple of key checkpoints. By the end of June, the franchise hopes to decide which side of state line the team will play its home games after the 2030 season.
Real quick, I don't want to interrupt. He says the end of June's their timeline. That lines up with someone else's timeline when they want an answer.
I was about to read that to you, but you cut me off.
My bad.
It also then goes on to say the most ambitious option for the Chiefs who are considering renovating Arrowhead Stadium or building a state-of-the-art venue involves the construction of a dome in Kansas that would cost an estimated of $3 billion. Now, I don't know all the construction legalese when it comes to this. It cost them $1.9 billion to build Allegiant. It would cost them an extra $1 billion to build the Chiefs Stadium than it was in Allegiant. I mean, I saw Allegiant. I mean, it's pretty nice. It would cost them $3 billion. Let me look to see how much SoFi Stadium cost. Like, I'm trying to, I mean, we talk about the two. I mean, it was $5.5 billion to build SoFi Stadium. So, yeah, if you're even going with the Allegiant model, Allegiant was $2 billion. It's going to cost $3 billion. Y'all getting all that from the Star Bonds?
70% of it.
You think the Chiefs are putting up the rest of that money?
I bet they get individuals to pledge beyond that is my guess. I bet the Chiefs announce we're coming over, you will get bonds and people pledging more money and the Chiefs will get even a larger break. That's my guess. I know John Ketz yesterday said he has concerns about if more people pledge, if the Chiefs do decide to. I imagine if you are a Kansas lawmaker or someone who is buying into the Star Bond and the Chiefs say we moving over here, you are probably going to find a way to get extra money out of Kansas.
I'm sitting here trying to do some Googles right now to try to figure out how much stadiums have cost when it comes to NFL money, but just $3 billion. That's just, I mean, that's more than MetLife was too. MetLife was $2 billion. Allegiant was $2 billion. That just seems like a really high estimate to me on what the stadium would cost, but what do I know? So that is the story right now from The Athletic that the Chiefs want a dome, and obviously they're going through their options. They are going through, are they going to stay where they currently are and renovate the stadium, or are they going to build a new high-end stadium? I do agree with this. If they build a stadium in Kansas, it will have some sort of rolling roof. Now, I don't know if it will be a dome. I do think the Chiefs like the outdoor component, and I do think they see outdoors as giving you an advantage. If you're playing a team like Miami, having the weather, having the elements, having those things ended up being a positive for you. So I think if the Chiefs end up building a stadium, it will be kind of like what Houston has, kind of a rolling roof where the Chiefs will have the ability to open it if they want to, or if they're having a concert. What was that concert we went to? Kenny Chesney, where it rained the entire time. We would simply close the roof. Let's have the show as normal. Everybody can enjoy it. But a really interesting article that I would encourage you guys all to read from our guy, Nate Taylor of The Athletic, as, I mean, we were heading into, I mean, it feels like the fourth quarter right now in this conversation. We are exactly 1 month away from the deadline in Kansas. If you believe Kansas, and Dan Hawkins came on here and said, we do not plan on moving the deadline, the Chiefs and the Royals need to make a decision in the next month about what they want to do in relation to their future when it comes to the stadium, and obviously we will see what happens. The Royals play the Tigers coming up later today. It is the Big Slick weekend. They're going to have their softball game. I think that actually starts here in about 5 minutes or so at 5 o'clock. They're going to start their softball game. We'll also continue to talk about the Royals. We'll also continue to talk about the stadiums. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.